I want to say before I get started, I'm just thinking about this song and just something actually that happened this week. And I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I struggle in this whole walk with Jesus thing. I don't know if we're supposed to admit that in church, but I do. And, you know, and sometimes I try to have my quiet times in the morning, and sometimes I'll come in and I'll have my quiet time with God. And what I mean that is I'm spending time just me and God praying or in His Word. And that's the quiet time that I'm spending with God. We see that really in Jesus' example. We'll see it today. Jesus spent a lot of time coming away from the rest of the crowds, coming away from the jobs and the responsibilities and so on and so forth, and just spent time with the Father. And it's important for us to be doing the same thing. Well, a lot of times when I go into my quiet time, I'm looking for a feeling. I want to leave that quiet time feeling better about myself, feeling better about the day, feeling better about my situation, and so on and so forth. And I'll tell you that there are times that I come out of my quiet times just recharged, and I do feel better, and I feel better about life and better about the situation. And there are times when I come out just feeling absolutely nothing. And the thing that really God struck a nerve with me about this week is I don't need to go into my quiet times looking for a feeling, because I'm not spending time with a feeling. I'm spending time with a person. And, you know, it's true with any other friend or any other family member or any other relationship that we have. Sometimes when we spend time with someone, we get feelings or it stirs their emotions, and all those things can happen. And sometimes it may not. But the important thing is that you're spending time with that person. You know, and if you only spent time with your family members, you only spent time with other people and enjoyed it whenever you had a good feeling after you left, sometimes we probably wouldn't spend as much time with them, or we wouldn't see that as being important. But the point is that we need to be focused more on the relationship with God and than we do on the feeling. Well, the same is true. If we're looking at God's Word, sometimes we read God's Word because we want some kind of experience while we're reading God's Word. And a lot of things that I pray for when I read God's Word is I'll say things like, God, I want you to speak to me today through your Word. Anybody ever pray that when you open your Bible? God, speak to me today through your Word. Or we'll come into a church service and say, Lord, speak to us today through your Word. And then when you leave, if you don't have this certain feeling, you might feel like, well, God just didn't speak to me today. What we try to do is we all spend our quiet times together. We spend our quiet times alone, and then usually our family, unless just something pressing happens, we're not able to get together in the afternoon. We try to get together and we try to share what we've learned that day through our quiet times, things like that. And sometimes it became almost a regular thing. We would all get back and the family would all say, well, I didn't get anything out of my quiet time today. And what they mean is that there wasn't some special feeling or some special word that we received from God. But I want you to think of it like this. And this is where God was really speaking to me this week. And this has absolutely nothing to do with the sermon today. So this is all free, okay? I'm just taking time out of your lunch break. But, you know, God was speaking to me about the fact today that if I am reading His Word, He's already speaking to me. And I don't need a feeling for God to be speaking to me. If I'm reading His Word, He is speaking to me. What I need to be praying for is that my heart will be in tune with God, that my heart will be listening to what God is already going to be saying to me through His Word. And if that brings a feeling, then hallelujah. And if it doesn't, then that's okay too. I'm still going to grow in the Lord. I'm still going to be walking in His Spirit. And I'm still going to have a word from God that day. I don't need some special occurrence to happen. I don't need an epiphany. I just need to spend time with God and spend time in His Word. And I want to say this morning, a lot of times we come into church and we're looking for a feeling, we're looking for an experience, we're looking for some great big answer from God. And I want you to understand that if you are here and I am going to be preaching from the Word of God today, you're going to hear from God today. Amen. The question is not whether His Spirit is going to be here present with us, whether He's going to somehow speak to you today. The question is whether your heart is going to be in tune enough to listen and to experience what God's presence is going to be doing today in His service through His Spirit and through His Word. And so it's not a question. God is always faithful. He's always on time. He always does exactly what He's supposed to do. It's not a question of, God, are you going to show up today? The question is, are we going to show up today? And you may be sitting in the pews, but not really be here. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today is just have your heart ready and in tune. Don't be looking for some great big experience or epiphany from God. Just be here, be in His presence, and listen to what His Word says this morning. I promise you, if you do, God will speak to your heart today.